Donald Trump's general election campaign essentially began yesterday. Granted, he has not formally claimed the nomination. We've had a debate in this newsroom about what to call him. The party chairman says he'll be the presumptive nominee, which is what Trump already calls himself. Our editors go for apparent nominee. Who knows? In any case, his Republican opponents are all gone, and the conversation has turned to questions like possible running mates. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports on Trump's day.
He has no more challengers in the nomination fight, and Donald Trump is taking a moment to savor his conquests.
16 people that are senators and governors and, you know, high-level people, and one by one, they're gone.
That's an interview on the NBC Nightly News yesterday. So it's 16 down, one to go, says Trump, likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton.
We'll see what happens now, but I think Hillary actually will be easier to beat.
And he talked about the money he expects to raise, though he does look to continue to take advantage of all the free airtime he gets. Again, this is from NBC News.
We want to raise up to $1 billion, maybe even over that. I'm not even sure that's necessary because I have a big voice. I go on shows like yours. I explain the truth, and people seem to go along with it.
It was midday when Trump found out that his last challenger, Ohio's John Kasich, who's been running a beyond long shot campaign, was getting out.
Thank you all for coming.
Kasich was in Columbus. He'd decided to drop out just hours earlier. He spoke in front of a knotty, wood-paneled backdrop that was as casual as most of his campaign had been.
And as I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life.
Trump, meanwhile, was on to his next steps. He says he wants another former rival, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, to help with his vice presidential selection process. And on CNN, Trump said Kasich's name may be on that list.
I would be interested in vetting John. I like John. I've had a good relationship with John. I've gotten along with him well. But John, whether he's vice president or not, I think he'll be very, very helpful with Ohio.
In recent weeks, Kasich actually ruled out being a running mate to Trump. A lot of names for that role will be floated in the coming weeks as the Trump general election campaign takes shape. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.